Live from NPR News, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The path to presidential transition is marked by some of the most sweeping security measures we've seen in Washington, D.C. ahead of inauguration. This comes in the aftermath of what Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser called an attempted coup at the U.S. Capitol last week. Here's NPR's Melissa Block.
Parts of Washington now resemble an armed camp, with miles of fencing and thousands of National Guard troops in place. A large section of downtown D.C. will be closed off, as well as some major bridges leading into the city. Any vehicle trying to enter the perimeter through a checkpoint will be searched for explosives and weapons. The National Park Service is closing the National Mall to the public, starting today. 13 metro stations will be closed, and D.C. Transit Police will be bolstered by officers arriving from cities as far as Houston, New Orleans, and Denver. After the inauguration, D.C. will have to adapt to a new normal, Mayor Bowser said, in light of what she called a very real and present threat to our nation. Melissa Block, NPR News, Washington.
State capitals across the country are on alert. In Michigan, a rally is expected in Lansing on Sunday. Michigan State Police Colonel Joe Gasper said authorities are hoping for the best but are prepared for the worst.
This will be achieved by mobilizing troopers from across the state, who are complemented by uniformed personnel from the Lansing Police Department, the Ingham County Sheriff's Office, and the Michigan National Guard.
Gasper is asking the public to be on the lookout for suspicious or unusual activity and report it to law enforcement immediately. The national vaccination drive is in further disarray. Several governors are alarmed to learn there were no doses left in Federal Reserve right around the time Operation Warp Speed was encouraging states to start coronavirus vaccination for adults 65 and older. They're worried that there won't be enough for booster shots or for people to even get their first shots. But Health and Human Services spokesperson Michael Pratt issued a statement to NPR arguing there is more vaccine than ever available to states. The pandemic appears to have shortened the average life expectancy in the U.S., according to new research. Here's NPR's Rob Stein.
Researchers at the University of Southern California and Princeton calculate that the pandemic has significantly affected life expectancy in the United States. In a paper published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, the researchers estimate that the deaths caused by the pandemic will shorten overall life expectancy by about a year. That would be the largest single-year decline in life expectancy in the last 40 years and cut U.S. life expectancy to the lowest it's been since 2003. The reduction in life expectancy is even greater among racial and ethnic minorities. Life expectancy is estimated to fall by more than 2 years among blacks and more than 3 years among Latinos. Rob Stein, NPR News.
This is NPR. Today, we pass another jolting marker in the global pandemic. Johns Hopkins University says more than 2 million men, women, and children worldwide have lost their lives to coronavirus, more than 390,000 of them in this country alone. Ugandan military forces have surrounded the home of the country's opposition leader. NPR's Ada Peralta reports this comes after Bobi Wine rejected the results of the presidential election.
Official results released by the Electoral Commission show that President Yoweri Museveni, who has been in power for 35 years, is winning by a landslide. But just hours after opposition leader Bobi Wine rejected the results, troops surrounded his house and breached a fence at his property. He said this is the reason why he sent his children to the United States before the elections.
I could not, as a father, let the humiliation of them harassing me before my little daughter, before my children. It's disturbing, man.
As we spoke, men with guns peered from behind bushes. Wine fears the government is sending security forces to hurt him. Ada Peralta, NPR News, Kampala.
A German doctor on trial in Munich for leading an international blood doping ring has been convicted and sentenced to nearly 5 years in prison. Mark Schmidt treated pro winter athletes and cyclists for years. Four accomplices have also been convicted. Their punishments range from fines to jail time. The Dow Jones Industrial Average has closed down 177 points or more than 0.5%, ending at 30,814. This is NPR.